You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is Pumice with Phylum, and of Pumice we have Stefan Neville in the studio. Morena, how are you today?
I'm all right, thank you. Nice to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you here. We're talking to you in, I guess, like a multi-hyphenate capacity this morning, as a musician, as a sort of, I guess, teacher and a mentor at Mapura Studios, and celebrating Mapura Studios because you've got a gig next week, which is fundraising and sort of uplifting that community. I think the first place to start is for folks who aren't familiar, what is Mapura Studios?
Mapura Studios is in Morningside. It's a creative space for people with disabilities, or don't have to have. It's for everyone, really. It's been there for about 23 years.
Gosh, wow.
In various forms. It's a charitable trust run by the Panacea Arts Trust. And it's an amazing place. You wouldn't believe the things that happen there.
What kind of stuff goes on? Because I have a few friends who've been involved with it, and I've seen some of the amazing work that gets made or things that go on there. But it is like a magic world, kind of, some of this incredible creation that comes out of it.
Yeah, that's it. It's just the arts, you know, in visual art, music, poetry, sculpture, dance, you name it, and the best stuff that you'll ever see.
Yeah. It's a very special place, and as you said, it's been around for a really long time. It's got a really precious place in a lot of people's hearts, and it's a very important part of the community. Why did it start? How did it kind of get set up? Do you know anything about the sort of genesis of it? Or
I'm not too sure about that stuff. I've been there about 8 years.
I was going to say, you've been here for a wee while, though. How did you come to get involved with it then, Stefan?
I had a job working for IHC as a general support worker, and I used to drop people off who were going to do classes at Mapura, and I used to peer in the window, and I had this really strong instinct that I wanted to work there, and went and volunteered, and it all fell into place, yeah.
So some of the things that happen there, I mean, there's a lot of music making, there's a lot of beautiful, as you said, poetry, art and stuff that happens. What's it like as a space to be a part of? Because I feel like all creative spaces have their own kind of atmosphere around them. What is it like to be in a Mapura class or a studio space or a situation like that?
That's a big question. It's different every day. It really is. And we have hectic, mad, high-energy classes and really quiet, slow, intimate classes. I don't really know what to say to that question. You know, it's a pretty normal working day for me is to have my mind blown.
Yep.
That's pretty common, which is...
That sounds like a great job when have your mind blown every day.
Not every day, but it's... You know, every day something amazing happens. It's certainly not hard to go to work.
Yes, that's a very good feeling. It's one of those spaces, because it services a very broad community, how do people find out about it, and how do people kind of get involved? If someone's listening right now and they think, hey, this might be for me or someone I know, what's the deal with Mapura? How do you sort of get in touch?
We've got a website, we're on the social medias, all that stuff. Just get in touch, come visit, come try a class. We're pretty open to trials, and the doors are open, you know. Things like this, talking to you on the radio, this is how we let people know, because lots of people still don't know. You meet people all the time who've never heard of us. And that's part of what this concert is about too, you know.
Bringing
like,
a bit
hey,
of attention.
There's
yeah.
this whole world that is still quite invisible, really.
Mm. I like that the show's being called A Celebration of Disability and Diversity with Mapura Music and Friends. There is amazing music that's created at Mapura, and I believe there's a Bandcamp page, is that right?
Yep.
For some
yep.
of the music that's made there. Tell us about some of these projects and cool things that have come out recently that you've really loved.
Yeah, well, the Bandcamp and the music group is that's kind of my thing mm-hmm. that I'm behind. So, yeah, that's very proud and immersed in that. And, yeah, the Bandcamp page, there's years and years and years worth of incredible recordings. Go have a listen. The music group is quite fluid. People come and go over the years. It changes all the time, so it doesn't really have like a band identity.
Yeah,
it's more of a collective and a see what happens
on
the day group of people. And we've had music released overseas and on cassettes and CDs, and there's a label in London interested in doing an album with us.
That's awesome.
So that's, I just couldn't be prouder of all that stuff.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah.
So people can see Mapura Music as part of this celebration on Wednesday next week. It's all happening at the Tuning Fork, is that right? So that means it's an all ages event as well, I think, possibly. We can check
that
one.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure about that. I hope so.
Yeah, it would be cool. It would be cool if it is. I think it quite often can be down there. There is also a whole bunch of other friends of Mapura who are going to be performing. Chris O'Connor, Julia Deans, Brave Caitlin Smith's Imaginary Band, Pumice, Amelia Rubio and Young Sun Chen. Tell us a wee bit about some of these artists. How did they all come to be involved in Mapura? How did you get this gang together?
Like Julia and Caitlin and Chris are sort of are all people who have at some point had some contact with us or expressed some interest in us, and they're people we felt comfortable saying, hey, would you want to maybe do something?
Yeah.
And the idea of doing a concert's been sort of percolating for a few years, and there's been a few cancellations and things like that, and it's had different forms, and then this funding what is it called, the local activation fund, came up, and it seemed like we could get that, we could do this concert quite well and pay everyone what a good fee and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So just friends and friends of friends and friends and tutors and our artists, and it's community.
Totally.
We're just connected, and we see who we know and what we can do together.
I think it's going to be a lovely evening, a really special celebration of a very special place. Mapura Studios, if people want to get tickets, MoshTix is the place to go.
Yep.
Under the Radar's got all the details as well, so that's a nice, easy place to find it. I think we should listen to a bit of Julia Deans now. We're going to listen to Broken Home, which I love this track. Thank you so much for coming in, Stefan, and chatting with us this morning. We'll see you at the Tuning Fork.
Yeah, come along.
It's going to be great. We'll be right back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.